Romans chapter 11. So I say, surely God has not rejected his people. May it not be so. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people, whom he knew beforehand. Or do you not know what the scripture says in the passage about Elijah, when he intercedes to God against Israel and says, Lord, they have killed your prophets and demolished your altars, and I am left remaining on my own, and they seek my life. But what does the oracle say to him? I have kept myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So in this way, even at the present time, a remnant exists by a gracious choice. And if by grace, then no longer by works, for then grace is no longer grace. But if by works, then it is no longer grace, for then the work is no longer work. What is the case then? What Israel is seeking, it has not obtained, but those chosen did obtain it, whereas the rest became hardened, as it stands written. God gave them a slumbering spirit, eyes not for seeing, and ears not for hearing, which holds up to this day. And David says, make their table become a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a requital to them. Make their eyes darkened so as not to see, and bend their back continually. So I say, did they stumble in order that they might fall? Far from it. But by their fall there is salvation to the Gentiles, so as to provoke them to jealousy. Now if their fall is the world's richness, and their decline is the richness of the Gentiles, how much more is their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, insofar as I am an apostle of the Gentiles, I glorify my ministry, seeing if somehow I can provoke those of my flesh to jealousy and save some of them. For if casting them aside is the reconciliation of the world, what is the acceptance of them, if not life from the dead? And if the first fruit is holy, so is the bulk. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches have been broken off, and you, being a wild olive, have been grafted into them, and have become a joint partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast over the branches. And if you do boast, consider that it is not you who support the root, but the root you. Then suppose you should say, some branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Well now, they were broken off because of unbelief, but you stand by faith. Do not be high-minded, but be fearful. For if God did not spare the natural branches, maybe he will not spare you either. So see the kindness and severity of God, severity towards those who have fallen, but kindness to you, if you remain in the kindness, otherwise you will also be cut off. And they too, if they do not remain in unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out from the naturally wild olive and were unnaturally grafted into the fine olive, how much more can these, the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of this mystery, so that you are not clever in your own estimation, that hardness in part has taken place with Israel, and it will remain until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way all Israel will be saved, as it stands written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and will turn ungodliness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Now, in relation to the gospel, they are hostile for your sake, but in relation to the choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gracious gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you once did not believe God, but now have received mercy in their unbelief, so also have these not believed either, in the mercy shown to you, in order that they too may receive mercy. For God has shut everyone up in unbelief, in order that he may show everyone mercy. O depth of God's riches and wisdom and knowledge, how unsearchable his judgments are, and untraceable his ways are. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counsellor? Or who has given him anything beforehand, and it will be repaid to him? For all things are from him, and through him, and destined for him. To him be glory throughout the ages. Amen.